From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. To help stop transmission of the new coronavirus, many federal immigration facilities have closed as of Tuesday night, but many are staying open in South Florida. Immigrant advocates and immigration workers have lobbied the federal government to close immigration facilities temporarily to keep people safe from the new coronavirus, or COVID-19. So all USCIS offices, which process visa and green card applications, are now closed until at least April 1st. But for reasons the government has not explained, immigration courts in Miami remain open. So does the Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in Miramar. ICE said it is working to minimize COVID-19 by temporarily rescheduling and reducing appointments for non-detained immigrants. But critics say there are still lines of people in Miramar. Jessica Schneider heads the detention program at the nonprofit Americans for Immigrant Justice in Miami.
That immigration office tends to be chaotic even during the best of circumstances. So why take a risk? Why go with a piecemeal approach? Why not just say we're canceling all the appointments up until X day, or we're moving this telephonically for the time being?
Other advocates say they're struggling with what exactly to tell immigrants who call about whether they should go to Miramar for things like status check-ins. Laura Munoz directs the hotline at the Florida Immigrant Coalition in Miami.
We had a caller that has some lung problems, but they have a check-in they needed to go to. And they were saying, hey, I don't think I'm supposed to go out, but if I don't go, I could be risking deportation.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control is urging social distancing that may not be possible at the Miramar facility. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.